This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me, Shitijanan, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Shitijan. Thanks very much for joining in. Well, finally, after 7 days of losing streak, Indian markets actually rallied in today's trading session. However, it was a trading session that was marred by a lot of volatility as well. Could you just sum up the entire day's trading action for us and also share the outlook from here on?
Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. In fact, Indian market snapped, as you rightly pointed out, 7 days losing streak, tracking gains in global markets after comments by central bank officials over possible policy initiatives to counter the economic slowdown in their respective countries fueled risk-on sentiment. In fact, back home, the Reserve Bank of India said it is monitoring global and domestic developments closely and continuously. Soothing concerns, it promised to take appropriate actions to ensure that financial markets run smoothly. On the global front, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said that his government was ready to deploy further fiscal stimulus measures if needed to protect the country's already fragile economy from the negative effects of the coronavirus. Apart from that, GS central bank governors and finance ministers will hold a conference call later today to discuss measures to deal with the outbreak, although a source at the group said it would not detail any immediate fiscal or monetary steps to boost growth. That's what a Reuters report quoted. Now, back home, tracking strong global cues, Sensex rallied nearly 500 points, while the Nifty 50 rose more than 100 points to reclaim 11,300 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally, then Sensex rose 479 points to close at 38,623, while the Nifty 50 was up 170 points to close at 11,303. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in metals, power, healthcare, oil and gas, and energy indices. Broader markets did outperform as the mid-cap index was up 1.79%, while the small-cap index gained 1.25%. Now, on the primary market front, the 10,000 crore public offer SBI card and payment services, the country's second largest credit card issuer, has seen a subscription of 80.2% on March 3rd, the second day of bidding. Now, experts are of the view that the volatility is likely to remain for some more time on D Street. Well, rising hopes of stimulus package by the government and rate cut by the U.S. Federal Reserve aided investor sentiment. Now, if you look at the top Nifty gainers, it include names like Tata Steel, Sun Pharma, Z Entertainment, and Vedanta. While in terms of losers, ITC, Yes Bank, and Bajaj Auto were the top Nifty losers.
Right, Shitish. Now, could you also expound upon in terms of sectors, which were the sectoral indices that gained in today's trading session? And also in terms of specific stocks, where was the maximum volume spike seen today?
Right. Well, sectorally, the metal index rose 5.6%, followed by the power index, which was up 3.99%. And the healthcare index was up 3.77%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 300% was seen in stocks like MGL, OIL, Equitas Holding, and DVS Laboratories. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Jubilant Foodworks, PPR, HDFC Life, NTPC, and Torrent Pharma. While short buildup was seen in stocks like Equitas Holding as well as Bata India.
Absolutely. Now, in terms of stocks, there were a whole host of other stocks as well that were in action today on the back of news flows. Let's start off with Vodafone Idea first. Now, the share prices jumped over 5% after the company paid about 3,000 crore rupees to the government towards the deferred spectrum dues. Also, shares of Pfizer gained 4% after reports emerged that its parent company in the United States has identified certain antiviral compounds it had in development that have the potential to inhibit coronaviruses. Also, share prices of Larsen & Toubro gained today as the construction and engineering company, the power transmission of the company, and also the distribution business, they bagged orders in India and in overseas as well. Share prices of Eicher Motors jumped about 5% after the motorcycle and commercial vehicles manufacturers Royal Enfield sales rose about 1% in the month of February. Also, Reliance Capital share prices fell 4% to hit an all-time low of 6 rupees 18 paisa on BSE. A day earlier, the company also had told BSE that it defaulted on the interest payment of over 5 crores on a term loan on January 31st, 2020, due to HDFC and to Axis Bank as well. Let's now go on to focus on technicals. So, Shitish, could you really help us understand how are the technicals placed at the moment? What are the crucial levels to watch out for on the index going on from here?
Right. Well, in terms of technicals, actually, Nifty formed a bullish candle on the daily charts. In fact, the litmus test for the bulls lies in absorbing the supply pressure emanating from the bearish gap present in the zone of 11,384. and 11,536 levels, which were registered on the 28th of February. Now, if Nifty manages to sustain above 11,536 on a closing basis, then eventually DEX should be cleared for a bigger up move towards 11,900 levels. That's what the most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. While on the downside, strong support exists in the zone of 11,100 and 11,036 levels. A close below 11,130 shall read as the initial sign of weakness. Now, three levels to watch out on Wednesday would be 11,152, 11,433, and 11,536.
Right. Thanks a lot, Anshitish, for sharing all these important levels to watch out from here on the index. Thanks a lot for joining us in this podcast.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.